We get the show underway this afternoon by welcoming back to the program great friend of the show. She played Roz Doyle for 11 seasons on Frasier, and she also stars in a wonderful new movie with another friend of downtown, Will Jackson Harper, called We Broke Up. Now, we were scheduled to talk with Perry Gilpin last night, record an interview. That didn't work out because Perry, well, she had some issues, but we did catch up with her right before showtime this afternoon. Well, hello there, Perry. How are you feeling?
Oh, my gosh. So much better. So much better. Yes. I was not feeling good for a while there, though.
It sounds like you had quite an adventure. I'm sorry to hear about that.
Well, a few years ago, I had to have a mole removed, and a doctor gave me a shot, you know, to numb the area, and it made my heart race, you know, like I just felt like I was, like, you know, really spinning. I don't know how else to say it, like buzzing, you know?
Mm.
And so I said, why do I feel this way? And he said, oh, it's probably because you're allergic to epinephrine and lidocaine. Always remember that.
Wow.
Right? Like an EpiPen, you know, like if you go into anaphylactic shock, you do an EpiPen,
yeah,
and it revives you. So it's that, right? So anytime I go into a doctor's office, they ask, you know, what are you allergic to? And I always say epinephrine and lidocaine, or lidocaine and epinephrine, one of those. But I always feel like it doesn't really apply to, they're not going to use that anyway, right?
Yeah.
But this doctor who, you know, had to drill a hole in my jaw for an implant because my teeth are made out of chalk. He said, well, I use that combination because it's a really good painkiller. I mean, it really kills the pain and numbs you. And I find that most patients would rather have the numbing and deal with a little, you know, like whatever that is, agitation kind of, you know?
Mm.
And so I said, okay, great. That's fine. Good to know. But then it was like several weeks in between that consultation and then actually doing it. So I knew it later, but I forgot going into it that I would feel kind of jittery and weird. And I just felt that way really, like, I don't know how to describe it. It just makes you can't sleep. You know, you're just really buzzy. And then finally when that wore off, I slept. I missed my phone call with you.
Well, you're here today, and that's what counts.
Sorry. Yes, I am.
Well, let's talk about the movie. I had a chance to watch We Broke Up last weekend, and what a wonderful movie. When did you shoot that?
We shot it right before the pandemic lockdown. So we shot it last February, and the location was Calamigos Ranch, which is right in Malibu Canyon. And the director and writer of it called me and said, I live very close to you. I know you live in the neighborhood, and this whole thing is shooting right there, which isn't too far. And I was thinking it might be, you know, easy for you. I was like, yes. Also, I really like the role and the script, so it's all good, you know. So it was, I think everyone had a really good time at that location. And it was kind of cool to only be in one place, you know, and have it be so interesting.
Right. Well, your character, Adelaide, plays the mom of a couple of daughters. One of them is getting married, and I guess without giving too much away, it's safe to say that Adelaide is not really thrilled with her future son-in-law.
Right. She's not. But I think the movie, I think the way Jeff and Laura Jackman, his writing partner on this, I think they did an amazing job of capturing a very modern tone in this that's kind of unusual. And the couple are not worried about whether they get married or not. It's not about identity. It's not about what will people think. You know, they're more worried about each other's feelings. And they're trying to keep up appearances because they care about the people they love, not because they are afraid if the people they love find out, they'll be judged. You know, so it's coming from like this really different place to me for rom-coms where, you know, people are grown up and they're really dealing with real issues. It's comical, it's funny, and then of course this marriage between a couple that have just met, you know, a month ago, and deciding to get married, and the heat of it, and loving each other so much, wanting to share how much they love each other, and then it's juxtaposed to a couple that's been together for 10 years and realized that their relationship isn't going anywhere. You know, so it's a really great, it's a great, you know, juxtaposition. And as the mom, you know, I feel like they wrote a really great part for me, because, or part for any woman my age or anyone who would play a parent, is you're just, it's just this exercise in neutrality. You know, you have to stay neutral. If you take a side, it goes out of balance, you know, and you could be wrong, and you do know that as a parent, you know, but of course all you just desperately want is for everybody to make the right decision and to be happy ever after.
Well, and she wants what's best for her daughters, and her own marriage didn't work out, and she wants to make sure that they're making the right decisions.
Yes, exactly. And there was a little bit, you know, they really shied away, the writers, I felt like they shied away from the mom, you know, coming out and saying that, you know, like, I don't want you to make the same mistakes I did. I think I actually did say that at one point, and it's not in the movie, and I was really glad, because, you know, moms sometimes have to, like, you have to step away from yourself and realize it's not you. This isn't you. And I just feel like sometimes that's the easy place for writers to put parents. And I just felt like that these writers were a little more open to, you know, they both have, well, the Jeff has children, open to what a weird tightrope that is for parents. You know, when you have a harsh judgment about, if you say you shouldn't or you can't, that's like throwing your child into their arms, you know?
Right.
And so you have to stay kind of like neutral, but also at the same time that we were shooting that movie, one of my daughters was dating somebody that we just adored. My husband and I just loved this kid, and we kept thinking, well, this is like her first boyfriend. So, you know, I don't think he's probably not going to be in our lives for the rest of our lives, you know? But won't that be sad, you know?
We
were thinking so much about it at that time. So it really resonated with me personally, too.
Well, it's just a smart, funny, sweet, and honest movie. And the cast is tremendous. We've had Will Jackson Harper on the show a couple of times, and he's great. But Sarah, Aya, and Tony Cavallaro was wonderful. I thought his part was going to be a very one-dimensional role, but it was not. It did a great job with that.
I agree, and I think he, I agree with everything he said. Everyone was so good. I was so impressed by the cast, but I think that says a lot about the script, and it says a lot about, you know, Jeff, too, and Laura, but Will is one of my favorite people I've ever met in my life. We're both from Dallas, and we had a lot of really funny stories for each other, and, you know, a lot of, you know, common places that we remembered. I'm older than he is, of course, but like we just laughed a lot, and he's just an amazing actor. The first night I went to work, it was in February, which is surprisingly cold in Los Angeles, especially in the canyons. So it was like, I think it was in the 20s. It was really cold.
Wow.
And we were and there was really no heat, no place to go, because everything was outside, and we were shooting that wedding rehearsal dinner speech that he gives, and everyone was just huddling around, and then he went out there and gave that speech just word for word perfectly, you know, and it was really extreme. The conditions were extreme, and I was so, it's the first thing I saw him do, I was so impressed with how professional, because he just got everybody, he got done, but then he got everybody out of there quickly. I really appreciated that.
We're talking with Perry Gilpin here on Downtown. When did you know? At what point in your life did you know this is what you wanted to do?
Oh, I did probably around 8 years old, because I started taking classes at the Dallas Theater Center, and I loved them. I didn't know I wanted to whether it was in a theater, or, you know, on for TV or film or whatever, but I knew I wanted to be an actress. Probably crazy.
No, not at all. I'd say it's worked out.
I probably was on epinephrine and lidocaine at the time.
It's worked out pretty well. Now, I don't know if I've ever asked you about this. I was checking IMDb, looking at some of your pre-Frasier credits, and you did an episode of 21 Jump Street. Do you remember? Were you a cop, or what were you?
I was Peter DeLuise's partner. He was sort of decided to, you know, leave the 21 Jump Street squad and go and become a detective. And he and I were partners, and we really screwed something up. We believe, now this is so, I even hate saying this, but a kid had been kind of coached by her mother to say that her father was abusing her. And so, and the father was famous, I think, newscaster of some kind. And so we went into a restaurant and very, very publicly arrested him on this, you know, on this, what this child had said. And then it turned out to be not true. Mm. So he got kicked out of the, he had to go back to 21 Jump Street. And I, you know, probably went to work in a restaurant.
you also did an episode of one of my favorite series of all time, Wings.
Yes, that was really great, because we're actually working on another show right next door called Flesh and Blood. And so I knew a lot of the people involved with Wings, and we were back and forth on each other's sound stages all the time. And so they asked me to do an episode of it and my boyfriend at the time and I drove together, because he was in it too. He was Crystal Bernard's date. They all decided to do video dates. This was when video, before, you know, that. And they had a bet on who would have the worst date. And I was Steve Weber's date, and he definitely had the worst date. So I won him that bet.
I love it. And you've done a lot of voiceover work through the years. Is that, I always get the sense that people think it's easy, but I have to assume it's harder than you would imagine.
No, I think the only thing that's hard about it is, you know, sometimes you just have to get on the same page with whoever's directing. And a lot of times, with voiceovers, it's someone from an ad agency, you know, so it's someone that, you know, needs to get something from you that they think is valuable for, you know, what they're trying to say in their ad, but they might not have the same language that would, like, a director would have, you know. So if you can just sort of be patient for a second and just figure out the vocabulary, you know, like what someone means when they're asking for something. Then you can, you know, and usually everybody's trying really hard to find common ground, so it's not bad. But sometimes you just don't know what they need. You don't know what they want, you know, so you say, give me a line reading, and then you know, just tell me exactly what you want here. And then as far as, like, if you're working with a director on something animated, then it's just, like, you kind of, you know, if you're running or if you're doing something where you need to have action in your voice, the sound that you're moving, you just need to not be embarrassed to jump around in a room, you know, with headphones on in front of people in the booth. You know, you just have to have a devil may care attitude.
Yeah, you'll always be Roz Doyle, but it's interesting for a different generation of people. And I talked to somebody just yesterday, said, oh my god, you're going to talk to Kim Keeler? Oh, well, we love her.
Really? Someone said that?
Yeah, a big fan of Make It or Break It.
Right, right. Well, that was a really, really, that show was a fascinating show to work on because we had all of the, you know, the real elite gymnasts of the world were on our set because they were the ones actually doing the stunts or the tricks, you know. So the actors would run right up to the bar or run right up to the horse or whatever, the beam, whatever they were going to do. And then, you know, Gabby would run in and do it, you know, like, or other, and other people. Like, it was just really amazing. We would see just these Olympic gold medalists doing, and they were 20 feet away from us,
wow,
you know, working with us. It was pretty cool. And then the stories were great. And I, at first I had wanted to do it because I could stay in town with my kids. They were six, starting kindergarten. And I thought, this will be a show they can watch, you know. And then by the second episode, you know, it started to get really, all these athletes started getting really randy. You know? And I was like, oh, I don't think my kids can watch this, you know. But then my people that had kids around that age, like 13 or 12 or 14, you know, around in there, they would call, several friends called and said, we just love watching the show with our kids because it starts all kinds of great conversations and we can talk about things that would be really way more awkward to bring up, you know. So that was really good. It was very rewarding in that way.
Different conversation than we talked about last time you were on, your guest appearance on Modern Family, and when when people at school were, at your kid's school, were bringing up that role.
Yes, and I had to explain what a hooker was, you know, to my 7 or 8 year olds, or however old they were, 10 years old, I think.
What is going on? Is there anything going on with all the talk out there of a Frasier reboot?
There's a lot of discussion happening right now. And so everyone's talking, and there's a lot of things going on with different people's schedules. So, and because of COVID and those restrictions, you know, that are slowly lifting, but I worked on this thing last week that I said to my agent, it felt like the dominant factor of this entire production was, you know, prevention of COVID, was COVID. And they said, well, of course it is. You know, and so it's like I took two tests. I watched two Zooms. Everyone was shielded and masked on the set as they should be, but it was so much more about that in some ways, you know. But at the same time, we got what we needed, and it was really good. It just wasn't the same experience that it usually is, you know. So I think all those factors are being considered as well.
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed for that, and hope things go well with you. It is such a strange time as people get back to work, but not quite the way it was before. I was watching something the other night, and I thought it'd be interesting in reruns 10 years down the road to see people wearing masks and shows and go, oh yeah, remember what 2020 and 21 were like?
Well, you remember, like, right when it started, the pictures of people from like 1917 in masks?
Yeah.
Started to, you know, and you think, I never saw that. Or if I did, I just went, oh, that must have been weird. You know, like, you just never, none of us ever thought that the past year could happen. You know, it's just been such a, I'm not going to try to pontificate on that. We all know what it's been like, but I'm so happy that we can, that we have some light at the end of the tunnel, you know, for with vaccines, and I feel so bad about what's happening in other parts of the world.
Yeah, we just need people to do the right thing, and that's been a little tougher than it ought to be, but I think we are on the right track, and better days are ahead.
Yeah, and it feels like people are, you know, slowly but surely coming around to it.
I sure hope so. Hey, Perry, it's great to talk with you. Always appreciate you making some time for us. Thanks so much. Go see the movie. It is now available on demand and in theaters as well. We Broke Up, wonderful film with Perry Gilpin doing what she does, making us laugh, making us maybe tear up a little bit as well. It's wonderful to talk with you as always. Hope you're doing well going forward, and stay away from the dentist.
I will. Thank you, Rich, so much for supporting us and supporting our movie. I so appreciate that.